Listen and Live Audio presents Heart of a Killer by David Rosenfeld. Read for you by Tad Morgan. Prologue. Detective John Novak knew something was wrong even before he stepped in the blood. Though he was a 14-year veteran of the force, in this instance his sense of foreboding did not come from an instinct finely honed by experience, nor was it a result of piecing clues together. The voice on the 911 call, as played back to him while he drove to the scene, had said it all. "I killed Charlie Harrison." It was a woman's voice, spoken in a dull monotone, without affect or apparent emotion. She had followed that with similar-sounding answers to the 911 operator's questions. "Yes, I'm sure he's dead. We live at 147 Tamarack Avenue. He's my husband. Yes, I'll wait here." Novak and his partner, David Anders, rang the bell when they arrived at the run-down garden apartment in Elmwood Park, just 20 minutes from the George Washington Bridge in New Jersey. Since it was 10 o'clock in the morning, it was fairly quiet. If this was really a murder, they knew it wouldn't be quiet for long. Police cars, media trucks, and reporters with microphones have a tendency to create commotion and draw crowds. Two rings did not yield an answer, so the detectives drew their weapons and tried the door. It was unlocked and they went in, Novak leading the way, which was why he was the one to step in the blood. It had slowly moved from the nearby den to the foyer area near the door. The floor must have been slightly tilted in that direction. It traced a path back to the body of Charlie Harrison, as if the police needed a roadmap to follow. Novak did a quick two-step out of the blood, leaving dark red footprints.